it's all good to get out there and just coming off the bench, you get a chance to watch and see what's going wrong and what's working for us and what's not working for us. And being a starter, you got to adjust on the fly a little bit more and quicker and set the pace. So we've been getting off some good starts, and we got to continue to try to do that. Yeah, just going out there, being one of the first guys out there, and coming off the bench, you playing against guys most of the time that got a good sweat going and maybe a little bit tired. So going out there, everyone's fresh, everyone's ready, and you got to try to bring it from the start. And like I said, just being able to adjust, not being able to watch and see what's going on, and seeing what's working for us, you got to go out there and set the pace more.
You gave yourself a pretty honest assessment on Twitter right after that, right after the game.
Yeah, it's just missed 3-point blank layups. I mean, other than that, I think did a good, much better job of rebounding the ball, and defensively, I think we gave up too many second chance points, but. I think it was a okay start, taking away those layups, and I don't think you give me those 3 layups any other time, I'll miss them. It's just one of those days. It happens. Defense, just looking at a. Being last in the league and field goal percentage and scoring, we definitely focus on defense and second chance points, boxing out and just going over some defense keys and making sure everyone's on the same page.
Do you think it was an effort thing or is it more of a
reflex? I think it's a little bit of both. You could tell. Getting back and being able to fight back from that lead that Denver had, we could play with that effort and focus and had the same trust and defensive mentality that we had that last 10 minutes of the game for 48 minutes. I think there's no way that we can't be one of the best teams, defensive teams in the league. We just got to come and apply that same focus from the start of the game. Just trying to fight down there. Most of the time, pretty much all the time, I'm going to be giving up size. So I just got to try to keep them, use my body, use my length, and keep them from banging me, and just try to be aggressive and continue to just work them offensively, run them, and build them down, and just keep them off the offensive glass.
Is that even more of a chore when you're in the starting lineup and you're not playing against another backup? Fresh legs.
Yeah, definitely. That's another adjustment. You got to reach. You coming out there, especially playing the West Coast. Some big guys down there playing the full position. So that's another thing coming off the bench. Most of the time, I would be playing against the second unit, forward or center and things like that, and playing against some big guys against the four. So that's something I'm definitely going to have to adjust to and try to continue to work, stay out of foul trouble, and just try to keep those guys off the offensive glass and just make sure they work.
I haven't talked to you about the lack of communication on defense, leading to breakdowns, switches, is that something that you do as a big guy, is that a role for you to?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. The big guys, you got to communicate with the guards because most of the times they can't see the pick coming. We're the back of the defense, and we got to be the quarterback or the linebacker to be able to call things out and let them know. And the weak side help definitely has got to do a better job of protecting the rim when a guy gets beat, being able to come and trusting that guy that he's going to be there behind you to help and try to take that block or get that charge. Yeah, I try to be. I'm not as vocal as I should be. It's something I'm working on. And as a team, just being more vocal and just being on a string when someone moves, being able to adjust and get over there, and knowing that your teammates got your back, and just having more trust in each other. I think it's definitely even tougher coming in when you got a lot of new guys to come in there and have that trust and knowing where to be and getting there. But I think we play with that same effort that we played that last 10 minutes of the game. We'll be just fine.
Is it hard to be vocal when you're one of those guys?
Yeah, you're playing with some veteran guys, but I mean, playing with those guys, they're just such great leaders. They kind of ease the transition for us, especially for the new guys coming in, really helping us out. And I think I can speak for all the other new guys. I think we're comfortable to come in there and be vocal and know that. They know that we're here to try to help as much as we can, and having great leaders and like Steve and Grant really coming in and helping us and making us feel comfortable to go out there and be vocal and be leaders as well.